Spain may launch legal action against Germany, which prematurely pointed to its cucumbers as the cause of the fatal E. coli outbreak. The hysteria over Spanish produce has crippled the country's farm exports and cost millions of euros in just a week. And while the source of the infection is still undefined, critics believe the pharmaceutical industry may be the one to benefit from the vegetable panic.
Some cucumbers kill, that much is clear. And it's also become apparent that although Germany blamed Spain as the source of the E. coli, it's not. That's costing innocent Spanish fruit and vegetable exporters around 200 million euros a week.
But all this maneuvering, all these statements show an absolute lack of responsibility. What is happening today is a checkmate to the Spanish vegetable and fruit industry. It's absolutely unacceptable. A useless weapon has been produced which will be of no use to anyone, neither the Germans nor those who are suffering from the disease. And it will incur huge losses on the Spanish agriculture.
Calling the European health watchdog discredited, Russia says it had no choice but to ban all fruit and vegetable imports from the entire European Union, a reaction Brussels called disproportionate. Russia says it was clear from the beginning the Spanish weren't to blame.
It looks as if the accusations brought against the Spanish cucumbers were unfounded. This was obvious from the outset. Why? Because if Spain was the source of the disease, why is no one ill there? It's not as if Spain could hide the disease. This isn't a mild flu you can keep secret. German health officials still cannot say what caused the outbreak or what's the transfer factor of the disease. And, most importantly, the situation is still not under control. It's to the discredit of the European health watchdog.
It's a very delicate time for the Spanish economy, which is teetering on the edge of needing an EU bailout. This is decidedly not a good moment for 150,000 tons of produce to go unsold. It's also struck another blow to the already fragile relationship between Germany and Spain, after the German Chancellor implied Spaniards were lazy and spendthrift in a speech earlier this month.
It will over term cost billions simply because of the loss of product, loss of sales and disruption at this time, which is particularly an important time as the harvest comes through on perishable goods which you cannot hold back or resell.
Cynics say all this is just the media whipping up its latest health hysteria. In 2005, the United Nations warned the world that bird flu could kill up to 150 million people. In reality, the 7 years until the end of 2010 saw 303 people die. More recently, swine flu was the killer. 65,000 people were supposed to die in Britain alone. Only around 360 people did. Encouraged by pharmaceutical companies, European countries spent billions of dollars on unnecessary vaccines. As the World Health Organization announces this is a new strain of E. coli, some see farmers benefiting yet again.
I think probably we'll see very soon behind all of this new declarations from the large pharmaceutical industry, like they did with the swine flu, that they have something to protect people against the new strain of E. coli that's creating such a unrest across Europe. So I don't think this is at all justified, the degree of panic that we're seeing.
All these health scares adversely affected economies. This looks no different. And Germany's baseless accusations may be what finally pushes Spain into bailout territory.
Spain will now seek reparations from the relevant authorities in Europe after its prime minister criticized the European Commission for not supporting the country enough, particularly after the infection was proven not to have come from Spanish cucumbers. Spain has a titanic task ahead of it, repairing its reputation as a reliable exporter of fruit and vegetables all over the EU, a position essential to its ailing economy. Laura Emmett, RT.